The 20th plenary meeting of the General Assembly is called to order. We shall now continue the general debate. The Assembly will hear a statement by His Excellency Rui Maria de Araújo, the Prime Minister of the Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste. May I request protocol to escort His Excellency. I have great pleasure in welcoming the Prime Minister of the Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste, His Excellency Rui Maria de Araújo. I invite him to address the General Assembly.
Excellencies.
Excellencies, Mr. President of the General Assembly, Mr. Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to begin by congratulating the President of the General Assembly of the United Nations, His Excellency Mr. Peter Thompson, and to wish you the greatest success in discharging your new duties. It is with great satisfaction that Timor-Leste, a half island, welcomes a representative of a Pacific island to preside over this illustrious organization. I am certain that you are very well aware of the challenges that we face with respect to climate change and the management of our seas and their resources. I would like also to congratulate the outgoing President, His Excellency Mr. Morgans Lickertoft, for all the work that he has conducted and for his unparalleled effort to revitalize the General Assembly, increasing effectiveness and efficiency and strengthening its role as it carries out the duties set forth in the United Nations Charter, and for his commitment to transparency in the process of selecting the next Secretary General. And this being his last General Assembly, I would also like to express on behalf of Timor-Leste and our people our deepest appreciation to Secretary General Ban Ki-moon for all the support that Timor-Leste has received during his 10 years in office. His legacy has established the foundations for a reform of the bureaucracy and peacekeeping operations, and he has driven efforts that placed human rights, climate change, refugees, and migrants at their forefront. While a symbol of the ideals of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon worked for a safer world for women and youth, for sustainable development, and to add relevance to the role of prevention. This is an opportune moment for change based on the experience that we have accumulated and on the recommendations included in the reports on peacekeeping operations, peacebuilding architecture, and Security Council Resolution 1325 on women, peace, and security, promoting intergovernmental coherence. Promoting intergovernmental coherence and strengthening the peacebuilding commission and partnerships for its maintenance are some of the recommendations that will provide improvements to the United Nations system. Our joint effort needs to be able to respond more effectively to the challenges facing our nations and our peoples. Mr. President, we continue to be constantly confronted with situations of inequality and conflict which threaten our collective stability. We all know, and Timor-Leste has first-hand experience, that the United Nations is essential to ensure the security of peoples and countries throughout the world. We therefore reiterate our belief in the 7 principles of the United Nations Charter and in the multilateral and international system, as we are aware that the world has a continued need to keep international peace and security, establish friendly relations among countries, and work in cooperation to find solutions to the problems of the world, and to foster respect for human rights. These can only be achieved if countries are an integral part of the search for solutions to the problems that each country faces. The results that Timor-Leste achieved ultimately confirm this critical idea. Based on the lessons learned, we wish to contribute to the dreams and hopes of other countries and, through the G7 Plus and based on the principles of the New Deal, we share our experiences and knowledge with a group of 20 fragile states affected by conflict. Regional integration generates opportunities for economic development and well-being for the people, and also contribute to peace and stability in the country and the region. It is based on this principle that we aspire to join ASEAN as an opportunity to fulfill the dream of our people and our responsibility as an integral part of civilization. It is the same principle that drove Timor-Leste as a member and during our presidency of the Community of Portuguese-Speaking Countries to propose the concept of economic potential resulting from this trans-regional constellation that includes Europe, Africa, the Americas, and Asia. To this end, and for the development and resulting improvements in the living conditions of its people, we appeal to the urgent need to remove the trade, financial, and economic blockade by the United States of America against the Republic of Cuba. Mr. President, we are well aware of the importance of peace for development and development for peace, which is a concept that we endeavor to include in Goal 16 of the Agenda 2030 that we approved 1 year ago. There must be no doubt. Without peace and stability, we cannot think of development and vice versa. The new goals were set to include all countries so that all may benefit from sustainable development. Last year, Timor-Leste, in addition to being one of the first countries in the world to subscribe to the Sustainable Development Goals, joined a group of another 8 countries that, by sharing good practices and experiences, wish to serve as models for the implementation of this agenda. In 1 year, we have formed an interministerial working group that, in collaboration with civil society organizations and our development partners, mapped indicators for the 17 goals and selected 20 targets that will allow us to monitor implementation based on measurable results. We endeavored to raise the awareness of our partners regarding the importance of harmonizing our agendas and the need for financing to achieve results. We also undertook to convene a high-level international conference in March 2017 to discuss ways to advance the Agenda 2030 under the most difficult circumstances. We are further committed to show to our youth, the future generation, how important their role is in achieving these goals, to which all must contribute and from which we all derive dividends. This is not an easy exercise, and we attempted to harmonize the goals with the planning of our activities and the budget under our government program. But we'll go further. We will also include the Sustainable Development Goals in the review of our strategic development plan, which covers precisely through 2030. We want its impact on our population to be real and to benefit in the short, medium, and long term from the youngest to the oldest citizen, from the cities to the most remote villages. Our experience has already proven that we can achieve this impact, for example, in the health sector. Health is our most precious asset, and we want to offer quality health care that benefits and impacts our population. It is with great satisfaction that I share in this August assembly the fact that Timor-Leste was, according to studies published on the 21st of this month by Lancet magazine, the country that achieved most progress in the world in the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals related to health since the year 2000 as a result of peace and stability in the country and our efforts to broaden access to health care. We have also joined the antibiotic resistant campaign and a concerted action among our countries will help reduce the number of cases of resistance and increase the number of lives, both human and animal, that benefit from their correct administration. Mr. President, the world needs to place the physical and moral well-being and the dignity of human beings above any other interests. The refugees and migrants' situation remains unsolved and deserves our focused attention and support. There is a continued need for a joint solution to end this situation affecting thousands of people, including children. We still need to establish a frank political dialogue and international partnerships to ensure continued respect for human rights and humanitarian assistance. Other major scourges insist on afflicting the world. The conflicts in Syria, South Sudan, and Yemen, among others, are far from being resolved. We hope that the recent ceasefire in Syria may be a step on the road to peace and that conditions may be created for the delivery of humanitarian assistance to those who most depend on it for their survival. We urgently need to find a solution together which ensures the right to self-determination for the Sahrawi people, as well as a just solution for the legitimate aspirations of the Palestinian people, which must be respected. Mr. President, Timor-Leste, as a country that experienced conflict, knows all too well the high price of war and how we must do everything to avoid it through preventive diplomacy and by strengthening the institutions of the state. In addition to our contribution within G7+, we are also willing, as in the past, to be part of other contingents and thus contribute to peacekeeping operations and demonstrate our gratitude toward the international community. For our past and for our president, Timor-Leste can serve as an example and as a source of hope as a country that emerged from a conflict situation and became a peaceful country with security and stability where all benefit from the dividends of peace. Even when countries emerge from conflict situations, there may remain issues of security that continue to threaten the nations. Acts of terrorism, organized crime, and threats to peace and stability have been constant and rather worrisome. The fight against terrorism and all these drivers of instability in the world and our societies require a commitment from all of us to work together toward a lasting solution. Timor-Leste, by ratifying conventions, has strengthened our commitments to contribute to the fight against terrorism and organized crime as it pertains to the financing of these activities. Money laundering and illicit financial flows linked to terrorism are intimately connected with organized crime, and we are aware of the importance of simultaneously fighting piracy and the trafficking of drugs, persons, and arms. Some of these crimes are committed at or through the sea. And in order to combat these crimes and safeguard economic potential, we must also protect our borders and ensure maritime security. For us, we are a maritime nation, and for us, the sea is highly and strategically important. To explore the potential that living and non-living maritime resources offer is to give ourselves the opportunity to diversify our economy through fishing activities and the development of tourism and non-living resources. It means sustainable development, which is doubly beneficial, not just for humans, but also for the environment. Therefore, we are thankful for the efforts of Fiji and Sweden in organizing the United Nations High-Level Conference to support the implementation of Sustainable Development Goal number 14, which refers to oceans, to take place here in New York in June 2017. All countries in the world must take urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts. Island nations such as Timor-Leste are truly affected by these challenges. And with the commitment to also combat global warming in order not to compromise biodiversity and marine ecosystems, we signed in April of this year the Paris Agreement, which is in the process of being ratified in our national parliament. Mr. President, in addition to this global concern, Timor-Leste also faces the challenge of establishing sovereign rights over our surrounding seas by delimiting our maritime borders. Even after 14 years since Timor-Leste became the 191st member of the United Nations, we still do not have defined maritime borders with our two maritime neighbors, Indonesia and Australia. The delimitation of our maritime borders will ensure our sovereign rights and give us certainty with respect to what belongs to us, thus ensuring our economic stability and even our self-sufficiency and a better future for our people and our nation. We are staunch advocates of dialogue and the peaceful resolution of disputes and believe in the multilateral system and international law, whereby all states are equal before the law, regardless of their size or wealth. It is based on these principles, which ensure equality among nations, that we began discussions with a view toward delimiting maritime borders with Indonesia and their international law, and hope to do the same with Australia in a true spirit of openness, transparency, and friendship. For this reason, in April of this year, Timor-Leste started a process of compulsory conciliation, a mechanism to resolve disputes under the United Nations Convention of the Law of the Sea. This process, which is being used for the first time, was specifically conceived for cases such as Timor-Leste's, where there is a dispute regarding maritime borders with a neighbor that withdrew from binding dispute resolution procedures under international law. The first meeting of the Compulsory Conciliation Commission took place this past August 29th, and we are confident that the panel of independent experts, after reviewing each country's position, will contribute to the achievement of an amicable solution. We are certain that Australia, an important country for our region, will participate and contribute in a positive manner to finding a just solution that is acceptable to both parties. Mr. President, Timor-Leste undertook here in 2015 the commitment to assiduously work with all nations so that together we may implement a transformational agenda designed to shift the world onto a sustainable and resilient path. Our goals have also targets, and we must ensure the contribution of all for their implementation. We can never highlight enough the continued challenges that humanity faces and the purpose, I reiterate, and the importance of acting in a coordinated fashion. To finish, Mr. President, I reiterate Timor-Leste's belief in the multilateral system and in advocating for fundamental values such as peace and human rights, and would like to renew our commitment to the preservation of democracy and the rule of law, to sustainable development and respect for international law, and to a better future for all the peoples and nations. And now and in the future. In the name of Timor-Leste, I will wish that your mandate is crowned with success, because failure is not an option, because humanity is in urgent need of change that can assure the preservation of its existence. Thank you very much.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the Prime Minister of the Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste for the statement just made, and I request protocol to escort His Excellency. The Assembly